Yo, what's good? It's David Frederick. You know what it is. We back again with the podcast. I'm here with my special guest. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, guys. It's Angel. You know, coolest thrifter in the world right now.
And I'm Millie, the last person you will ever find thrifting.
Sweet. So, my first question is for you, Angel. When exactly did you get into thrifting?
I got into thrifting around like senior year of high school, junior year. Around there, it's pretty fun. It's an intense hobby.
Would you say it gives you like a thrill or a rush when you do it?
I wouldn't go that far, but thrifting is definitely like you can't find a lot of good clothes out there, like regularly shopping at a regular store, because then you're gonna see the same person with the same outfit you have on. You go to the same store.
See, that's where I beg to differ. It's all about style. It's not about the piece itself. It's how you piece it together. So for me and my best friend both have these boots. We wear them completely differently. So it's all about how you style something.
See, which is completely true. Yeah, that's true, but that's the same thing about thrifting. You can go into any thrift store, and then it's just what you find. Because if you go to a thrift store, and you don't know, if you don't have style, you're not going to find anything good in there. I've copped like a good $4 Burberry vintage shirt from the thrift store.
He does have a point there. I'm going to intervene. I do think that thrifting definitely has an advantage when it comes to price points, unarguably, for sure.
And see, for me, if I want the luxury item, I'm going to spend the amount to buy the luxury item.
It's worth the money. Boom.
That's the way I see it.
But sometimes it's not always just about the luxury item. It's about how rare it is to find that. Because I got some luxury items myself, but I take more pride in what I found, like vintage-wise. That's more in.
But see, that's not necessarily in. That's just your style. Like, for me, I can find vintage, but brand new.
How's that like your vintage?
Because it's the style. Vintage doesn't really, just because it's old and used doesn't make it vintage, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's both right. I think that there's a lot of clothes that are vintage styles these days,
right.
And I feel like there's vintage clothes, and what makes vintage clothes, like the thrift type clothes, you know, so valuable is because they're so rare, you know, it's not like a lot of people have them.
Right,
while
but that's
these
the style
luxury
that people
clothes,
come after.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
for
I
sure.
Personally don't care for that style.
Sweat.
Wouldn't, like, that new vintage be more distressed than anything else?
Right, but I'm saying that's a style. Like, I don't go after that look whatsoever. Like, it's just not. It has never been for me. It will never be for me. Like, it's just not.
See, what's trending right now culturally is
I don't
actual
do trends.
Vintage.
That's where the vintage doesn't work for me, because I don't do trends.
And folks, we're going to have to cut off for a short break from our sponsor. Now, welcome back to the podcast. I have Angel and Millie sitting here with me. I'm going to move on to the next question. I want to know, what are your guys' favorite clothing designers? How about you start, Millie?
Well, I'm into the very clean classic look. So my ultimate top three are going to have to be J. Crew, Kate Spade, and Tory Burch.
You heard her right there, folks. How about you, Angel?
I'm gonna have to say Shane Gonzalez. I like how he's only 21 years old and he's in a lot of the culture already, creating Midnight Studios. I also have to go with Comedos Garçons. Like, they've inspired a lot of what's happening now, and they're actually being shown in the Shockwave exhibition. You know, little quick name drop at the art show. My last one. That's hard. I have to go with Hood by Air, but like early Hood by Air, not that new Hood by Air.
Old school Hood by Air, when it was cool.
Yeah. And when he didn't put four sleeves on a t-shirt, Hood by Air.
If I want to open like a brunching type spot. Yeah, so I know like brunching is like the new thing, but for me it's not like the trend. Brunch is like, people who know you know brunch is like my life. Like, I live for Saturdays and Sundays, getting together with my friends and my family and enjoying a good meal with some good drinks. But I want to take that to the next level. So I met with my financial analyst and my advisor Blake today, and we were talking about what I need to do with my 5-year plan and how much I need to save, blah, blah, blah. And basically the concept of the restaurant is going to be called, it's going to be called The Social Network. And I came up with that name because, you know, like if you think about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, blah, 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 you're on there, you're socializing, you're sharing what's
like
good
brunch.
In your life. Exactly. So like brunch, you know,
breakfast
is quote unquote the most important meal of the day. So why not spend that most important meal with the people that you love at a place that makes good quality food? So basically I want a 3-story restaurant that has a rooftop, full-on kitchen, but also like an amazing bar, like Mom's Bar, Bloody Mary Bar, and then an outdoor space. So like have your dogs, have your kids, have some games going, stuff like that. Just create like a nice community environment. So that's why I'm going to call it The Social Network. And it's something that I'm truly passionate about is brunch. As corny as that sounds, this girl loves brunch. So I'm excited to further that plan. And hopefully in the next decade, fingers crossed, more like 6 years.
I didn't get into like the brunch game until I graduated out of high school.
But
like,
it, and that makes sense because brunch and booze go hand in hand. My two favorite B words. I got a third, but it's not appropriate. But brunch and booze do go hand in hand. And, you know, mimosas are my favorite thing. But why just have mimosas by themselves when you can have mimosas and waffles and bacon? You know what I mean? Like,
like the game. See. I didn't realize like brunch is like pretty much an adult thing. Like for a minute, I thought it was like strictly for adults, like when you're 4 years old. This was me growing up.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When I was like
yeah.
14, 15, like for
most
brunch.
Of us did. And then once you hit like 21, like, you're like, oh wait, I've got great friends. We talk about great things. I love food. Why don't I just wake up, you know, like at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Oh, now there's booze. Like, why not?
Daytime drinking with your friends.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
I live for daytime drinking. I love daytime drinking. I love it. But this isn't going to be like just, you know, your IHOP, Denny's, like, you know. This is going to be like a good spot with quality food. Like, I want it locally sourced, whether it's opened in Denver or like Dallas per se. I want the food locally sourced. So, you know, I'm going to reach out to like local farms in the area. That's why I do like the idea of it being in Colorado, because so many farms that I could get great produce from, you know, like get someone who has a locally owned juice company to provide my juices for my bar, like things like that. I like giving back to the community, but in a not like overt, like, oh my gosh, yeah, I donate $100 a month to so and so organization. I want to do it in a way that involves the community and otherwise, you know what I mean? Like, also stimulate the economy, because I am a business person. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't have like a desire to just write off a $500 check to my local charity. I'd rather like stimulate the economy as well, because there's already so many organizations that do that and give back. So
in a way, you want to socially network yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your food
Bingo.
Groups, you
want to
live your brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be the social network.
Exactly.
I dig it. And on that note, folks, we're going to hit our next sponsor, and we'll be back in 1 minute.